Wahnsinn, wie schnell das Jahr wieder vorbeigezogen ist. Fast wie die Elektrofahrzeuge und Plug-in-Hybride von Opel. Und noch was kommt angebraust. Bis zu 5.000 Euro mit der geplanten gesetzlichen Förderprämie für E-Mobilität 2026. So geht klimafreundlicheres Fahren. Lass dich unverbindlich und persönlich beraten. Alle Infos auf opel.de. Die Höhe und Verfügbarkeit der staatlichen Förderungen hängen von den jeweils gültigen Richtlinien ab. Ob und wie sie die Voraussetzungen erfüllen, wird im Einzelfall geprüft.
Everybody want to know what I would do if I didn't win. I guess we'll never know.
So keep it locked. I don't get enough of it. Jesus just rose again.
Listen to the kids.
Welcome to Watching the Throne,
a lyrical analysis of Kanye West.
My name's Chris Lambert.
My name's Travis Bean, and I can't hide it, Chris. I feel good. We're talking about, we spent so much time talking about songs Kanye made years ago, decades ago. Well, not decades, more than a decade ago. But today, we get a fresh Kanye verse, and I'm hyped.
I mean, that's good that you're excited. I
haven't listened to it yet. It must be good, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah.
Classic Kanye verse, lots of bars.
Yeah, just bars on bars, man. Bars on bars. Just so many bars. How many do you think is a lot?
Like 22 lines would be awesome.
How about 22 words?
Like 22 words per line? Yeah, that's perfect.
Nah, like 22 words total in all the lines.
So there are 22 lines and there's one word each?
You could think of it that way if you really want to.
Well, if it helps to get the 22 lines, then sure, I like it.
Yeah. It was kind of jaw-dropping how little Kanye there was on this song.
My jaw's dropped right now. You're telling me this for the first... I didn't know this.
Yeah, man. It's sad reality. It's barely qualifies as a Kanye feature.
You know what? In the time you were just talking, I listened to his entire verse. You're right. It's pretty short.
Look at that. Amazing, right?
I mean, it is interesting because I know obvious. I mean, shit. Kanye fans are going to be so upset. This dude, like, pussyfoots around, like, says he's going to drop an album, doesn't drop an album. It cancels Yandy, cancels Donda, like, has all these songs in the working, and we think we're going to like get one of those songs here in the form of Television, the Pop Smoke song, and then all you get is 22 words. And he's not even rapping. He's just kind of like yelling. It's like Kanye is just trolling his fans constantly in a way that I both find frustrating and kind of love.
Yeah, I mean, you got to admire the fact that the man felt no pressure to like deliver a verse that people would be excited about. He's just like, nah, okay, I'll send you something. This is what you get. Like, are you happy with it? Okay.
Yeah. Like, God, it almost feels like he knows. Like, he knows how badly people want music from him. And if he keeps giving you stuff like this, like, it just makes you want it more. Because you think you're going to get something, and then you get nothing. It's almost like it's a way to further build anticipation for his upcoming album.
I like to think he thought that deeply of it. He's like, this will be part of my marketing and rollouts. Yeah. I wonder what like happened.
Chris, so that is what we're here to speculate about. What happened?
Yeah, like Television was on the track list that Kanye put out, like one of the track lists that Kanye put out for Donda with Child. And when you see that it got handed off to Pop Smoke, it makes you think about songs in which Kanye has done this in the past. Like Piss on Your Grave was supposed to be on So Help Me God. He gave it to Travis Scott. there were two songs that were supposed to be on his album that he ended up giving to Big Sean. I always forget their names. But they were like two All Your Fault and one other one on that album.
Kanye fans are just screaming right now because they know it.
I know. Someone's like, Chris, you fool. Sorry. But, and you knew All Your Fault. But yeah, that was supposed to be on So Help Me God. And then he gives it off to Big Sean. And you think that it's going to be something like that. Like these legitimate songs with legitimate Kanye verses that he's just kind of like not going to use on the album, but is still good enough to be used on someone else's album. Even 4 or 5 Seconds, which was released as a Kanye single, was something that was supposed to be on So Help Me God. And because the album wasn't going to come out, they just released it because it's Kanye and Rihanna, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm not the biggest fan of that song, but at least it has like more Kanye than this song. So I was doing like a live stream on YouTube and interacting with people just in the build up to the song. And it's like 4 minutes before midnight, like East Coast. And people are like, it's already live. It's already live. Listen, and just put it on. And it's like starting right with Kanye. And I'm like, oh man, okay, here we go. Like tripping, wilding on television. And I'm like, oh yeah. I saw somebody on What's Up Ever earlier say like, you know, Kanye's going to rhyme television with tell the vision.
Yeah.
And he does it right away. I was just like, amazing. Here we go. And then it's over.
Wilding on television. You could still see a nigga tell the vision pimping. Pimping, burn these boy pimping different. Yeah, D boy boys.
Pop was here last week. He was talking about Brooklyn and the place Brooklyn was at.
Like, and I'm just waiting. Like, the Genius lyrics weren't even fully posted yet.
Right.
Like, they're editing the lyrics in, so I have no idea if, like, Kanye comes back, you know? Like,
This is really good marketing for someone to watch this video, because you're basically telling me that we get to watch you live on air, watch your, like, world fall apart.
Yeah, there's just a moment of me being like, that's it. No. Like, that's it. He's not coming back, is he? Like, so I think that's the frustrating thing about this, because last year we got four features, right? We got Ego Death, which was like 2 years in the making. It was an older verse, but we got that. We got the St. John. We got 2 Chainz. There was another one, was it there?
Well, he had Na 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 and So Help Me God.
Wash Us in the Blood.
Yeah, Wash Us in the Blood.
Yeah, which like Wash Us in the Blood's a great song. And I still find Na 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 enjoyable. Like, I don't think it's like fantastic, like top tier Kanye, but I don't dislike it.
Did I say So Help Me God?
Yeah, you did.
Why did I say that? Yeah, of course, Wash Us in the Blood.
Yeah, I was mentioning it earlier. So we got these like full things. So I think people were kind of anticipating something similar. And for this to be what's essentially sounds like a demo of something from Donda that then got merged into a pre-existing Pop Smoke song. It's not even like Kanye produced on this. Like, I don't think Kanye was like working on the track. There's 5 other producers not named Kanye on this. Like Boogs Da Beast, Jahiel Beats, FNZ, Seth in the Kitchen, and Rico Beats. So I'm pretty sure, I think I saw on What's Up Ever earlier that like there was a We Made It just like demo from Pop Smoke that they just kind of attached. Like Pusha T came through and did his verse. They attached what they had from Kanye. The main question is like, was there a version of television that had more Kanye? And they made a choice to remove what Kanye gave them and just kept this? Or was this all that Kanye gave them and they just did what they could with it?
Yeah, you do wonder that, and if they tried to like piece it together in a way that made everything fit, because I was kind of trying to think about that after you hear Kanye's intro, which is like, I mean, it's pretty sparse, like he's just saying like single words at a time, but you can kind of get what he's saying. Like he's talking about wilding on television, and like he went on TMZ and was telling the vision, like he's not afraid to speak the truth. And then you see like Pop Smoke and Pusha T, like they're verses that are basically braggadocio, but the way Kanye sets it up is like, these are the real guys you need to listen to. And like, so their bravado like gains some intimidation and some like you really believe it. Like you think like, oh, like the song is like saying like, you know, we're the ones you need to listen to. Like we're at the top of the game. You have to take the crown from us, blah, blah, blah. Like you could see all that fitting together, I guess. But as a Kanye fan, all I can do is sit there and think like, well, what was Kanye going to do with this? Like, like this was for Donda. And I mean, what's the song he shared on Twitter? I'm totally blanking. That was supposed to be from Donda.
Believe What I Say.
Yeah. And it, I mean, this sounds like nothing like that. Like it really does make me, I mean, not that that's any surprise. Ultra Light Beam doesn't really sound like, you know, Father Stretch My Hands or Freestyle for like the life of, like he has a lot of range and like, and plays of juxtaposition and everything, but it does like make me wonder like, whoa, where was he going with Donda? Like what was, how was this going to fit into his new image of like, you know, making gospel albums and being more open and not cursing? Like it really just like makes my mind race.
Yeah. The implications of it are, like, as much as people, I'm seeing online a lot of people being like, oh, Kanye's just mumbling and like fans are eating it up. Like, that's a, I guess, a sub comment to wow. But like, I've seen other people saying that too. It's just wow's right. Tweet is what came to mind, being like, and there are a lot of people being like, oh, Kanye fans are like just letting him get away with making music like this. It's like, I mean, I don't think this is what Kanye would have given us if Kanye was like filling the song out completely. It's right. Not all that different than the staccato kind of stuff he was doing on Wash Us in the Blood. Mm-hmm. But Wash Us in the Blood has great production. His staccato flow and kind of the fragments that we're getting through parts of it, I think fits with the production and the beats. And then he also delivers like a great verse at the end of the song. So I don't think what we hear him doing in these 22 words is necessarily what he would have done had he finished the song. Like there obviously would have been more to it, right?
Yeah, I mean, this is such a demo. Like he it's just words he's stringing together. He's looking for, that's what you always see, and I guess with any artist demos, but you see of Kanye too, where he's looking for like the energy and the melody and the tone of a song. And here, like he's channeling that, you know, that kind of bravado, like not necessarily anger, but like this this really intense belief in yourself or something like that. And you know, Kanye was, he's been on that energy for a bit now. I mean, that's not necessarily what Jesus Is King was, but I mean, you think of like Nah 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 and Ego Death and all that, like he kind of is on that level as of late. And you're totally right. Like it does make me again wonder like what he would have done with this. But I mean, I do have to say, and of course, you know, like you're saying, wow, like as he noted and how other people are saying like, oh, people are just going to like defend Kanye no matter what he does. Like, I guess I'm in that camp because I like anything I'm getting from Kanye. Like, I love this energy. I almost think there's even something kind of like Yeezus-y about it. Just how intense it is. Like, he's not spitting bars or anything. It's not Yeezus in that sense. But like I can really picture Kanye and like the intensity he's giving me in this moment. And I don't know. I dig it. Like, if this is all I can get from him in a 365 day period, like I can live with that until he gives me the full product.
I cannot live with it. No, I mean, I can't. I'm not I'm disappointed in the scale of this. Like, the yeah. amount that's there, but I'm not disappointed with like what's there.
Mm-hmm.
You did help clarify, because I was just like, what, like why is he transitioned to like pimping, like boy these boys pimping, like different these boys? But how you're framing it in terms of like with the braggadocio that Pop Smoke and Pusha T are displaying, it does feel connected in that way, that Kanye's essentially just saying like, we're set apart, like we're different from everyone else. And like, we're telling the vision, we're wilding on television. It does feel like he's kind of setting the stage for Pop Smoke and Pusha T to come through. Mm-hmm. And you do have like that heartbreaking juxtaposition of Kanye mentioning television and them using that as a segue to the news report of yeah. Pop Smoke's death, which I think is really nuanced and powerful. And then to go from that, like, yep, saying he was well on his way, it's just tragic, 20 years old, rest in peace, to then the chorus coming in with Pop Smoke saying, like, look, we made it, we made it, we made it. And knowing how, like, strongly he was feeling, how happy he was, like, how celebratory he was, it's just very, very sad. And it makes this song, like, incredibly emotional to me.
I completely agree. Like, that's one reason, like, I understand the gumption as a Kanye fan to, like, look at this, see what Kanye did, and be like, fuck, like, I wanted more. Like, I wish this could have been that. But I really like what they did. They took this little nugget from Kanye. Like, they took this energy they were getting from him. And you're right, they juxtaposed it with the television report, which, I mean, it kind of, it really rips the energy out of the song in a way, because Kanye's talking about, like, these boys are different, they're pimping, like, that they're going to tell the Vision, these are the people you need to listen to. And then you get a news report that Pop Smoke is dead, and it's like, well, shit, like, you can't listen to him. But then you can, because then we have this whole verse from Pop Smoke, and it really immortalizes him. It makes his words move on, you know, from his living body. Like, the legacy of Pop Smoke can live on. And I think that's a cool thing about the song. And then it transitions into Pusha T, whose legacy is still going. Like, I think it is a really cool look at legacy and how your words can carry on, you know, past yourself.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rocked. Der neue T-Roc.
Yeah, which being on, like, a posthumous album that's called Faith, and, like, starting to, like, I can see somebody being like, how do you connect, like, 22 lines to talk about, like, wilding on television to, like, pimping and getting into, like, the idea of religion and the immortality of the soul and legacy and all that. But it's just like, yeah, it is what we do. Like, it's just the context of everything. Like, it's an album called Faith, and then you have, like, a song, Television, which seems in some ways, like, rooted in faith, but then also getting into, like, the legacy of Pop Smoke, and given that this album is part of ensuring that legacy and in some ways enshrining that legacy. I don't know. It becomes more meaningful than whatever's said in the song itself, right?
Yeah, right. And on top of all that, I mean, I know Kanye didn't produce it, but, I mean, it sounds really good. I don't know if it necessarily sounds like the kind of song Kanye would make, but I don't know. I don't know what direction Kanye was going. but it sounds great, and it works so well with Pop Smoke's verse and Pusha's verse. And, you know, Pusha brings, like, his natural energy to it, and he's, like, going after guys. There's, like, both a comforting, like, moving quality to the song, because it is probably naturally, because it's a posthumous song about, you know, the impact somebody can have. And then at the same time, it's kind of like a menacing song, like the way Pop Smoke is talking about, like, you know, having his gun and, like, and being ready to defend himself and guard his territory, and Pusha going after 6ix9ine, or maybe he's going after Drake. I kind of thought the clown line might have been about Drake. I can't tell, but it has that quality to it too. So, like, to me, it's a kind of a multifaceted song, and there seems to be more to it than meets the eye.
Yeah, people are debating that. Like, last night when I was doing the live stream, everybody was like, oh, he dissed Tyler. And it took me a few seconds to see why they would think that was a Tyler diss, because I wasn't connecting the crown is only for the king. They're trying to place it on clown as back to, like, Tyler got the album of the year. But I could see it once I really, like, started looking at it, but it still didn't make sense. Like, why would Pusha be, like, going after Tyler of all people, especially if he does think Tyler has the album of the year so far?
I know.
Like, why would you call him a clown? And then this guy, or this person, Patrick Cash, on Genius added the annotation saying that it's probably related to Tekashi 6ix9ine, as you just said. Given that, like, Tekashi has called himself, like, King of New York, something that Pop Smoke had said as well, and that Tekashi has the colorful hair and kind of is a clown. Like,
yeah.
He's just a ridiculous and kind of a... I don't even want to say... What is it, like... Not a controversy art, like a shock artist? No, I forget what the phrase is, but he attracts attention.
Right.
And... I could see that, but there's all these people now debating in the Genius annotation, like the comments to the annotation, arguing about it now.
Right.
So people are saying that it's about Drake, as you thought, but then Patrick Cash is defending it, saying like Steven Victor, who is Pop Smoke's manager and also I think manages Pusha as well, wouldn't let Pusha be on Pop Smoke's last album due to him dissing Drake. So why would they let him diss Drake on this track? And Tyler has zero history whatsoever with Pusha or Pop Smoke. And then 6ix9ine was the one that was kind of mocking Pop Smoke's death last year. So this would kind of be the first response anybody could have. But with that said, somebody else is coming through and saying like Pusha was the one that removed the Drake diss last year because he didn't want it taking attention away from Pop Smoke's album.
Right.
So it just seems like nobody's really decided on, you know, is it about someone specific or is it just like a general like bragging line? Is it not supposed to be about anyone in general? And he's just trying to juxtapose the fact that like he's a king and other people are clowns. Like just typical, like a line you'd hear Jay-Z say.
That is a Jay-Z line. I like that last reading, but it does that note about the fact that 6ix9ine dissed Pop Smoke, that does make me think it could be about 6ix9ine then, because Pop Smoke can't really respond to 6ix9ine, and then Pusha T is basically doing it for Pop Smoke on the song.
Yeah, like I could absolutely see that being the reason, like Pusha T would note it.
Yeah.
And then just have a line like when he had the opportunity. But I could also... I feel like I saw some people on Twitter, maybe it was in the YouTube comments to a video I made on it, saying, like, if Pusha was going to go after Tekashi, don't you think he would say more? Like,
right.
Why not? Why would he just call him a clown and not, like, call him out by name or, like, have a few That's lines true. On it? Which I could see that as well, right?
Well, especially since, like, I don't want to say the whole album, but like a few songs, entire songs on Daytona are about Drake.
It feels that way, right? Like, yeah. Maybe that's like him learning a lesson, like maybe learning a lesson's too much, but like with all the attention that the Drake beef got and that the line from Shoot for the Stars got, maybe it's just Pusha saying like, I don't want to go that far again. So I'm going to have something that's like enough, but not too much.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, I like the broad reading of it, though. I feel like maybe that's just, I'm more inclined to always think that about like even Kanye songs. Like, no, it's about everything. Like it's about 40 things instead of just this one thing. And I kind of like that broad look at that. It's really just kind of one of those more bravado lines where you're saying like, I'm the king and like anybody else who tries to take it from me is a clown, or like so many people who do try to take it from me are clowns, and me, Pop Smoke, and Kanye are like the real ones.
Yeah. Like, I think that's kind of the safest way to read it without trying to assign it to any specific person.
Yeah. Because then it automatically applies to Tekashi 6ix9ine because he is a clown.
Tekashi's going to make a video about us challenging us.
Okay, go for it. You're making me think Pusha needs to go after like some better subjects, like Drake and Tekashi 6ix9ine. Like, those are too easy. Those are softballs. Like, of course you can make fun of those guys.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, anything else for television?
No, I guess. It is, I mean, as much as I'm defending Kanye's verse, I guess it is a bummer, and I feel for anyone who, like, wants more. I mean, Kanye is the greatest living artist ever, so you want more from him. But, I don't know, I enjoyed listening to him. I liked it.
I think what just makes it more painful is the fact that, like, it's just another one in these strings of, like, projects that almost get going and then don't, and we get our hopes up. It's like he puts out the trailer for the Kids See Ghosts TV show, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, cool. And then nothing comes of it, right? Like, we get the Yeezy Gap announcement, and we're like, all right, Yeezy Gap. Like, it's supposed to come out, like, January, February, and then nothing. And then it's like, okay, by the end of June, it's coming out. And then we just get the jacket. Yeah. It's like all this hype and build up, and we just get a jacket that won't even ship until, like, October.
I know.
And it's just, people are permanently in this, like, state of, we want more, but we're getting less.
Well, it may not be what we need, but... Oh, wait, what's the line?
It may not be what we want, but it's...
what we need.
Maybe what we need.
No, maybe, that doesn't apply, because we need Kanye music.
Yeah. One day we'll have more.
Kanye, if you're listening and you want to premiere a song on this show, feel free.
Yeah, let us know. We'll do that for you. No charge.
Yeah, we'll analyze it live in the air with you sitting here. You can't say anything, though.
Could you imagine?
He has to sit there and take it.
He's just sitting there, and we're like, so Kanye clearly meant here that Drake is a superior rapper.
Oh, just rubbing it in his face.
And he's like, I will not stand for this on my podcast. We're like, well, it's our podcast. And, like, your handle's at Kanye Podcast. It's my podcast.
Yeah. I was going to say, he probably has a legitimate case he could bring against us in court.
Yeah. We're like, we'll sell it to you. $1 million.
Yeah. Or maybe like 1 million pennies.
How many dollars is
that?
That's
like 10,000. I mean, that's pretty good.
It's not bad. But I feel like he would like the
the Austin Powers reference.
The Austin Powers reference. He'd be like, "I respect that. Here's $1 million."
Well, then I would ask for $100 billion.
Just up the ante. You put your pinky next to your mouth.
Yeah, and then a very small version of myself with a bald head walks out of a room.
Kanye would make you the new head of good music. He'd be like, this is a man that knows what's going on. Like,
you know what? You put a lot of work into this. You deserve something.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, what about me? And he'd be like, I don't know. You're the assistant? I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, you can be Seth Green.
Could you imagine? I just hang around the office all day and throw temper tantrums.
Yeah, that'd be great. You know what? You can control the shark lasers.
Ooh, can I?
Yeah, of course. That's your consolation.
Thank you.
And I get $100 billion.
I think you kind of win that one.
I don't know. That's a toss-up. Shark lasers, $100 billion, like... I don't know. I guess you could buy some shark lasers with that money.
Yeah. Maybe I could, you know, because I'm built different, I could use the shark lasers to just earn $100 million.
You probably could.
Or $100 billion.
Yeah. Probably more like $100 million, though.
That's the ceiling of shark laser entrepreneurship.
I would invest. I'd give you $100 million.
See, there we go. I think I could sell shark lasers to, like, some dictator for a decent amount of money.
We're getting in some sketchy territory there. You're going to be, you won't be allowed back in the U.S.
Yeah, I'd actually have to have a moral, you know, dark night of the soul conversation with myself. Like, do I sell these shark lasers to the dictator or not? Like, what good could I do if I get $100 billion from shark lasers?
But you secretly train the sharks to attack their masters.
Oh, see, that's the twist.
And
I'm a hero.
You create world peace.
See, I should have always known that I'd end up being the hero in the story. That makes sense.
You know what? I would invest in that. That's a good venture.
Beautiful. See, I made $100 billion from shark lasers just like that.
Wow. That's the
sign up to my newsletter and I'll teach you how to make $100 billion.
That was like the Kanye way right there. You like made yourself a billionaire.
Just announce it.
Will it into existence.
I mean, that's the way.
Wow, we really went down a rabbit hole here at the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Anything else? We're just telling the vision. Like, this is,
well, yeah,
this is what's going to happen. We're wilding on the podcast. I mean, I guess the only other thing to talk about is, like, people were really excited that Kanye swore.
Yeah.
Which, like, I don't really have any opinion on. Because, I mean, there are people thinking, like, oh, what does this mean? Like, is he going to, like, be back to cursing on his next album? And, like, yes, no, maybe. Like, he could do it here and just be like, well, I'm not going to do it on the album. Right. Or he could not do it here, then do it all through the album. I don't think it really points in any direction.
I can't help but think, like, some poor intern at Universal Music had to go through every Kanye sound on YouTube or whatever and bleep out all the curse words Kanye says. And now what does that person must be thinking? Like, oh, Kanye, he's done with the cursing thing. Like, we need you to go back in and, like, put all the curse words back in.
I mean, if they need somebody to do that job,
it sounds I'll like an it. Unpaid intern kind of work.
Not $100 billion kind of work.
I mean, maybe if you start in this position and work your way up, you know, like Kanye did at The Gap, then maybe you could get there someday.
Okay. I just gotta keep relying on the fact that I'm built different.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, then I'm off.
All right. While you're off, keep it wavy.
Yeah. And loopy.
Yep.
And they ask me, I tell them. Raise your glasses to the sky. This is the last call for alcohol.